where there were protests against his presence. The two cities lost a combined 31 lives in last weekend's mass shootings. Before leaving the White House, Mr. Trump talked gun control. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
Before leaving the White House, the president said he has had plenty of talks with lawmakers.
Well, I'm looking to do background checks. I think background checks are important. I don't want to put guns into the hands of mentally unstable people or people with rage or hate, sick people.
The president says he is concerned about the rise of any group of hate.
Whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa.
Gun control bills have languished in the Republican-controlled Senate, including one that would require federal background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion in Kabul today. At least 14 people were killed. Scores more were wounded. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The blast rocked most of Kabul only a day after a U.S. envoy and the Taliban reported progress in their talks on negotiating an end to the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban bomber detonated his explosive-packed car at a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in a minority Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. A large plume of smoke rose during morning rush hour. Some nearby buildings were left in rubble. Shopkeepers later swept up broken glass. Civilian Mohammed Qasim said he was taken by surprise. I was having breakfast in a restaurant when the explosion happened, he said. Broken glass poured over us and we rushed into the street, he continued. The attack took place as many Kabul residents were busy preparing for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, which begins on Sunday. I'm Karen Shamas.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's currency has weakened once again, and the U.S. stock exchange, among other markets, is down sharply. China's central bank.